Hello, we're here today with Jesse Garrett Larson, and it's Wednesday, 28th November, 2018.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Amryn, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Pretty good.
Okay, so we'll just get started with the interview then.
Sounds good.
So what local organization are you a part of?
So I'm part of the Community Breakfast Program, which is a program that brings college students to the local UCC Trinity Church to serve free breakfast to anyone who wants.
Okay, awesome. And so how does the College of Worcester Students tie in with this organization?
Yeah, so basically students are brought from the college down to the church. Every morning we have rotating shifts, so every day you have three or four college students go prepare breakfast and serve it to anyone in the community who wants to come to breakfast and get a free breakfast, as well as serving. We also go out and hang out with the people who show up to try to foster a bond between the community members and the College of Worcester students.
That's awesome. Could you tell me a little bit about the history of the organization?
So I've been a part of this organization for about 2.5 years. And the organization itself has been around for about 20 years. So they've been serving breakfast for a very long time to the community members. Other than that, I don't know all that much. I know that we've had great success with the program. Every day there's an average about 80 people who get breakfast, and that's really started to, or it has been making a big difference in people's lives. The College of Worcester students started going probably 5 years ago, something like that, and we have a house on campus now that people are a part of and can join to go serve breakfast, as well as a club that we're starting up where people can come eat breakfast with community members.
That sounds awesome. So besides the breakfast aspect of the organization, are there other smaller projects that have been implemented?
Yeah, so we have been looking for ways to expand our program from just preparing and serving breakfast and hanging out to other aspects of life. So a couple of years ago, actually last year, one of the big laundromats shut down that was downtown, and a bunch of people don't have access to laundry anymore. So our house is trying to come up with a solution to that by looking into doing laundry for people and setting up a way to keep people's clothes clean so they don't have to buy new clothes all the time. And there are plenty of other ideas that we've had, but that's kind of in the forefront, as well as just trying to increase the number of Worcester students who are going to breakfast and interacting with this part of the community. There's actually one other thing. There have recently been a couple of articles published in the local newspaper about how the homeless population in Worcester is scaring away the local college students from the businesses. And as a group who interacts with the homeless community, we're writing back to like express that that's not really true, and we have this great connection with the homeless population. So fighting back against negative stereotypes about homelessness as well.
Okay, great. Does the organization or the house support LGBTQIA+ community?
Yeah, we do. There are lots of people who come to breakfast who have been ostracized from their communities because of mental health issues, because of their gender identity, and it's always kind of sad to see that, but also the interactions that we have with them, we try to make people feel as at home and part of the community as possible within the breakfast community. So we completely are, and it's always nice to see different sections of the community in breakfast together.
Great. What actions would you like to see the community breakfast program implement with like the house as well as the organization in the near future?
So I think definitely trying to get the laundry program up and running. We're having some difficulty just because we're trying to do lots or a high volume of laundry in our one laundry machine at our house, which isn't ideal. So finding a solution to that, I think also just really important is getting more Worcester students to go to breakfast. And then also to respect the homeless population in Worcester. You know, sometimes I'll see people from breakfast on Bell walking through campus, and I'll be able to stop and say hi, and that's really heartwarming and part of the mission of the group. I think spreading that mentality to everyone on campus would be the biggest improvement that we can make.
So something that has been brought to my attention is that there's a generalization that the breakfast is only for people who can't necessarily afford it. And I do understand that there are other people from the community who do come up and they show up and they just want to have that interaction because they're bridging that gap.
Yeah.
But how do you think this can be, you know, more improved in the future?
Yeah.
Like, is there something we can do as College of Worcester students from our side to build, like, you know, bridge that gap?
Yeah, I think there is. I think that there definitely is this negative stereotype about the homeless community in Worcester. And I think people are a little bit scared to go to breakfast because it's around people that they don't feel comfortable around. And I think that as College of Worcester students, we should be comfortable with being uncomfortable. That's kind of what we're taught to do. And I think that it's our responsibility as a part of the broader Worcester community to step out into the community and welcome people with open arms who may not be welcomed by other parts of the community. I'm kind of getting sidetracked here.
That's fine.
But what was the second part of the question?
How can we as College of Worcester students improve, and how can we, like, what can we do as College of Worcester students to bridge that gap? Like, besides, obviously, like, just the breakfast program, spreading awareness and talking to people and being like, no, just come,
sure,
like,
sure,
it's going to
sure.
be okay.
Okay.
But what else can we do? Like, is there something that others can do too?
Yeah. So, I actually just saw an email about like the bridging Bell 2.0. That's a program that CDI is putting on, that Nate Addington is in charge of, that is very, very strongly connected to the breakfast program, that's focusing on poverty in Worcester and, talking about the issues that are causing this and kind of pushing back against the stereotypes. So I think engaging in things like that, as well as talking to friends and other community members that you might not see all the time.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to mention about the organization that we've not talked about?
I think we've hit most of the main points, just that starting soon, we're going to really ramp up the club aspect of the house and try to start really bringing people to breakfast to eat breakfast and not to serve breakfast specifically. And I think that will make a big impact in the relationships formed at breakfast and the people that we see off of campus who are, you know, walking through and being able to not be scared of the townies and recognizing that everyone is human and that we all can live happily together.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much, Jesse. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.